never before seen a worse reaction to any proposed new product. Normally, in consumer trials of new drinks, unenthusiastic respondents might phrase their dislike fairly diffidently. It's not really my thing. It's slightly cloying. It's more like a drink for kids. It's too sweet. That kind of thing. In the case of Red Bull, the criticism was almost verging on the angry. Supposedly one person had said, "I wouldn't drink this piss if you paid me to." That was the kind of refrain. And yet no one can deny that the drink has been wildly successful. After all, profits from the 6 billion cans sold annually are sufficient to fund a Formula One team on the side, and a great deal else. The case for magic. There's a very simple premise to this book, that while the modern world often turns its back on this kind of illogic, sometimes it's uniquely powerful. Alongside the inarguably valuable products of science and logic, there are also hundreds of seemingly irrational solutions to human problems just waiting to be discovered, if only we're brave enough to abandon conventional logic in the search for answers. Unfortunately, because logic has proved so reliable in the physical sciences, we now believe it must be applicable everywhere, even in the much messier field of human affairs. The models that dominate all human decision-making today are heavy on logic and light on magic. A spreadsheet, after all, leaves no room for miracles. But what if this approach is sometimes wrong? What if in our quest to recreate the certainty of the laws of physics, we are now too eager to impose the same consistency and certainty in fields where it simply has no place? Let's take work and holidays, for example. Some 68% of Americans would pay to have 2 weeks more holiday than the meager 2 weeks most get at present. And by pay, I mean they'd accept a 4% pay cut in return for doubling their amount of vacation time. But what if there were no cost whatsoever to increasing everybody's vacation allowance? What if we discovered that greater leisure time would benefit the US economy, both in terms of money spent on leisure goods and also in greater productivity? Perhaps people with more vacation time might be prepared to work for longer in life rather than retiring to a Florida golf course as soon as it became affordable. Or perhaps they might simply be better at their jobs if they were reasonably rested and inspired by travel and leisure. Besides, it's now plausible that for many jobs, recent advances in technology mean there's little difference in the contribution you make to your workplace, whether you're in a cubicle in Boise, Idaho, or on a beach in Barbados. There's an abundance of supporting evidence for these magical outcomes. The French are astonishingly productive when they're not on holiday. The German economy is successful despite 6 weeks of annual leave being commonplace. But there's no model of the world that allows for America to contemplate, let alone trial, this possibly magical solution. In the left-brain logical model of the world, productivity is proportional to hours worked, and a doubling of holiday time must lead to a corresponding 4% fall in salary, along with a 4% fall in GDP. And so the technocratic mind models the economy as though it were a machine. If the machine is left idle for a greater amount of time, then it must be less valuable. But the economy is not a machine. It's a highly complex system. Machines don't allow for magic. Complex systems do. And similarly, engineering doesn't allow for magic, but psychology does. In our addiction to logic, we've created a magic-free world of neat economic models, business case studies, and narrow technological ideas, which together give us a wonderfully reassuring sense of mastery over a complex world. Often these models are useful, but sometimes they're inaccurate or misleading, and occasionally they're highly dangerous. We should never forget that our need for logic and certainty brings costs as well as benefits. The need to appear scientific in our methodology may prevent us from considering other, less logical and more magical solutions, which might be cheap, fast-acting and effective. The mythical butterfly effect does actually exist, but we don't spend enough time butterfly hunting. Here's some recent butterfly effect discoveries simply from my own working experience. A website adds a single extra option to its checkout procedure and increases sales by $300 million a year. An airline changes the way in which flights are presented and sells £8 million worth more of premium seating every year. A software company makes a seemingly inconsequential change to call centre procedures and retains business worth several million pounds. A publisher adds 4 trivial words to a call centre script and doubles the rate of conversion to sales. A fast food outlet increases sales of a